The following is a King Fisher Media production.
Hey guys, you're listening to the In the Blood podcast. I am your host, AC Bergen Fisher. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, whether you are new or returning listener. I'd like to invite you to consider what is being shared with an open mind and a receptive heart. Before we begin, though, the following disclaimer. I am a coach, not a therapist. Everything I share is opinion-based and from personal experience. If you require therapy, I'd be happy to help you explore your options. For those who would prefer coaching with me, that could be arranged via email at intheblood.pod@gmail.com. Finally, if you'd like to support this project for as little as $5, you can do so by visiting buymeacoffee.com/intheblood pod. This week, I thought I'd try something a little different. If you're in a place that's safe to do so, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes. If you can't, find a safe way to follow the sound of my voice as I paint you a word picture. Today wasn't an easy one for you. There were too many demands on your time, too few hours, and you were already feeling overwhelmed before you even got out of bed. A mental health walk was all you could think of as the day slowly whittled away at you. As you sat in traffic on the way home, your mind was already in your favorite shoes, walking down your favorite street. You know the one. Finally, you get home and deal with the next chapter of stress in your day, still focused on your evening walk. Not a moment too soon. You're walking down the road as the sun begins its slow descent, casting long golden shadows across the asphalt. The air is crisp with the promise of evening, and the distant hum of traffic provides a steady background melody to your thoughts. You feel the stresses of the day melting away with each step. This is what life is all about. The simple pleasure of taking some me time. You're lost in your own world and barely register the passing cars until a sudden, sharp screech pierces the air, followed by the sickening crunch of metal. Your heart leaps into your throat as you whirl around, adrenaline flooding your veins at the sound of the crash. Without hesitation, you break into a sprint, your feet pounding against the pavement as you race toward the sound of the commotion. As you round the bend, your worst fears are confirmed. A car wreck lies before you. Mangled metal and shattered glass strewn all across the road. Oh my God. Is that my son's car? You find yourself desperate for the answer, yet afraid to know it. Your pace quickens. Fluids leak from the wreck, and a combination of sights and smells confuses your senses as you draw closer. Your feet want to plant themselves to the ground, and your eyes want to squeeze shut to block out the horrifying reality of this moment. Yet, despite the chaos unfolding before you, a sense of urgency keeps pushing you forward, overriding the shock that threatens to paralyze you. Among the twisted wreckage, you spot a figure slumped against the steering wheel. The person in the car is facing away from you, but there's something familiar about the hair, matted in blood as it is. You think you recognize the jacket. The overwhelmingly terrifying thought that this is in fact your son threatens to suffocate you. Adrenaline surges through your veins as you approach, your mind racing with thoughts of what to do next. You slowly circle the car, barely managing to whisper, "Are you okay? Can you hear me?" As you reach the passenger side of the car, the face becomes visible. There's a bleeding wound on the man's forehead, but it's not your son. In this brief moment of clarity, brought on by the sudden relief that your son isn't the driver, you realize that time is wasting and you have to act. Now. With trembling hands, you reach for your phone and then you notice it. The smell of alcohol. Ask yourself and be honest. Do you call for help? My guess is that almost all of you do. You do because it's the right thing to help another person when we have the power to do so. That's my opinion anyway. I have to say that I would almost certainly take the time to harshly judge the driver in this scenario. I would get them help, though, and let someone else sort through the rights and wrongs of it. I'd have my opinions, but I wouldn't put those between a dying person and life-saving medical help. It's difficult to sit here feeling like a good person, though. The fact is that I see people every day who are in similarly dangerous positions, but I keep walking. Not only do I not help, but I mutter to myself about what an inconvenience, a nuisance, or even an eyesore they are. How I'm sick of seeing addicts everywhere. How I'm tired of cleaning up around my recycle bins when these same people are digging for cans and bottles, presumably to get their next fix. I'm realizing more and more that my cherished moral fiber is full of dramatic inconsistencies. I care when it suits me, and I'm cold as ice when it doesn't. My humanity, I realize, is subject to a series of whims. I can easily justify these, of course. I think most of us can. The question I'm struggling with today is, should we? Of course, there's an invisible threshold that, once crossed, leaves us to face the natural consequences of our choices and our actions. Up until that point, though, don't we owe each other enough consideration to intervene in some capacity? Shouldn't we consider that while we see the results, we don't always see the story leading up to them? Don't all of us have stories that lead up to every one of our ugly moments? This week, my friends, take the time to think about someone you love. Think about how you would hope that they would be treated by strangers should they find themselves in a desperate situation. If you find yourself looking at someone else's loved one who is in a desperate situation of their own, try to find the kindness in your heart that you wish for the ones that you care about. Maybe these strangers asked to be where they are. Maybe not. Try not to get hung up in that. Usually, I end with sending much love to all of you. This week, I'm asking you to send it to everyone around you, even the ones who don't appear to deserve it. Until next time, my friends.